Hello everyone, and thank you for listening. My name is Ulrike Scholtes. I'm a PhD candidate at the Anthropology Department of the University of Amsterdam and the Research Center for Arts, Autonomy and the Public Sphere in Maastricht. I have a background in arts, social sciences and different movement practices and forms of body work. I research and teach body awareness. Instead of introducing the why and how of what this means, researching and teaching body awareness, I want to give you an example that you can practice. So, in a minute, I will guide you through an exercise. You do not have to prepare anything, just keep on doing what you're doing. You might be doing dishes, or cooking dinner, or walking your dog, running in the park, or cycling to the supermarket. Just keep on doing this while I guide you through the exercise, which means that I will ask you to shift your focus and become attentive in different ways. So, while you're doing what you're doing, become aware of your breath. Become aware of your body as a breathing body. As you expand your lungs and thereby your chest, air goes in. And as you decrease the space in your ribcage, air goes out. What happens now that you become aware of your breathing body? Does imagining your body as a breathing body change the way you're doing what you're doing in any way? Maybe by attending to it, your breath changed. Maybe your posture, the way you're holding yourself, changed. Maybe the rhythms and tempos of what you're doing changed. Take some more time to be aware of your breathing body while also attending to whatever practice it is you're engaging in. Now, become aware of your body as a muscular body. Notice any muscular activity your body performs while you cut vegetables, ride your bike, walk your legs, or do whatever it is you're doing at the moment. How easily do you attend to muscular activity? How easily do you attend to muscular tensions? How easily do you attend to muscles that are relaxed and soft at the moment? And how is attending to certain muscles in the body different from attending to muscles in other parts of your body? Now become aware of your bones. How do you stagger your bones while you're doing what you're doing? How are you articulating your bones? Notice the large and heavy bones in your body, your pelvis, your skull, and the strong and large vertebrae of your lower back, for instance. And also notice the smaller bones moving at the periphery of your skeletal system, such as your fingers or your toes or your kneecaps. What does attending to your skeletal body do while you're doing what you're doing? Did it change anything in the way you're doing what you're doing? How is attending to bones different than attending to muscles? Now, become aware of your body through touch. So notice what parts of your body are touching your surroundings. For instance, the tools you use to do what you're doing, your bike, your knife, the dog leash. And also your clothes, your feet touching the floor, or your buttocks touching the seat. Your skin touching the air around you. How do specific materials, masses, and textures guide or invite certain movements? How is the way in which you do what you're doing when becoming aware of your body through touch specific? Now try to become aware of your body as a presence in space. See if you can play around with different ways of being present. For example, imagine you're doing what you're doing on a stage of a large theater or conference hall in which you want to reach thousands of people. And then imagine you do this in a tiny space, like a toilet room. How does this change the amount of space you take in with your body while doing what you're doing? This may be the space you take in with your physical body, but being present with your body may include expanding beyond your actual skin, or becoming smaller than that. So become aware of the boundaries of your body and your so-called personal space or kinesphere. How is this specific to the practice you are practicing at the moment? How does the presence of other bodies, be it human or non-human, affect the way you are present, the way you move and do your body, and the way in which you are attentive? Now let go of these imaginations and keep on doing what you're doing. While doing so, notice in what ways you are sensitive to your body and your surroundings. So maybe one of the imaginations we just practiced sticks or dominates. But maybe none of them is relevant to the particular practice you are practicing. So notice what kind of being aware of your body and what way of being sensitive is required or invited by the practice you're doing. I'll say that again. Notice what kind of being aware of your body and what way of being sensitive is required or invited by the practice you're doing. And now imagine how this would be different if you would engage in a practice that is completely different from the practice you're doing in this moment. So, for instance, when you're cooking dinner, imagine you're running in the park. How does this practice require and invite specific sensitivities and ways of being aware and attentive? Now, you may have noticed two things. First, ways in which we do things, the way in which we practice practices, may differ according to the way in which we imagine, are attentive and sensitive to our body. Second, the way we are sensitive and attentive to our body, the way we do our body, is practice specific. In short, how we do experience and feel our body is highly situated and entangled with our surroundings, the specificity of our practices, and our imagination or knowledge of the body. As we practice, what being aware becomes, what attending becomes, what cooking or walking or cycling becomes, and what body becomes, differs according to the specific socio-material settings, histories, and imaginations. In my research, I try to articulate these specificities, researching practices in which people train their sensitivity and learn to feel their body. I unpack big words like feeling or body and show that these are practice specific. And while doing so, I practice what we call at our Artistic Research Center methodologies in the making. This means that I do not enter a practice with a predefined set of methodological rules, but being situated in and learning from each practice, I am sensitive to what these practices allow and afford for. Each practice, then, may ask for a specific methodology. Hence, I show that researching practices is also practice-specific. I use texts and drawings as sensitive tools that do not just capture their environment, but are situated in and informed by the practices they bring to paper. Through these sensitive methods, I believe we can allow for, do justice to, and make accessible those things that are often called implicit or tacit or embodied, or that are just messy, so messy that they refuse to be captured or caught under big words and concepts or through pre-imposed sets of rules that we call methods. Method, John Law writes in After Method, is about a way of being. It is about what kind of social science we want to practice. In my view, this includes making choices regarding to the way we use our bodies as social scientists. And this may ask us to rethink methods as well as representations. As John Law puts it, it is the making, the process or the effect of making that is important. The textures along the way cannot be dissociated from whatever is being made. He refers to novel writing as a practice from which academic writing may learn something. I refer to and use practices of body awareness that teach us to become sensitive instruments that do not just capture their surroundings but are calibrated by them. In my workshops and courses, I work with researchers on becoming such sensitive instruments. Specific research fields, sites, and practices allow for, require, and invite specific sensitivities. They may ask for muscular bodies, they may ask us to attend to the way in which we are present, or to how we situate ourselves in relation to specific materialities or other bodies. And these are just a few of many possible ways of being sensitive. When we situate ourselves as sensitive instruments, we allow for and do justice to the specific sensitivities our research requires or invites. If you're interested in knowing more about my research or teaching, or if you're open or looking for collaborations or exchange, please find my homepage or email me on the address that is mentioned there. This is www.ulrikescholtes.nl. That's ulrikescholtes.nl. Thank you so much for attending and enjoy the rest of this wonderful day.